PPP for sleep quality, what the research says, who should be careful, and where it fits. If you are searching for answers about 5-HTP for sleep quality, you are probably dealing with a familiar problem. Your body feels tired, but your brain does not fully power down. For some people, that looks like a long stretch of tossing and turning. For others, it looks like replaying conversations, checking a phone one more time, or feeling mentally on, even when the lights are off. That is why 5-HTP gets attention. 5-HTP, short for 5-hydroxytryptophan, is a compound your body can use on the way to making serotonin. Serotonin is involved in mood and other body processes, and it is also part of the pathway that leads to melatonin. Because of that connection, many people wonder whether 5-HTP belongs in a calm evening routine. The short answer is, maybe, for some adults, but the evidence is still limited, and it is not a cure for insomnia, stress, or nighttime waking. A 2024 randomized controlled trial in older adults found improvement in some sleep quality measures, especially among poorer sleepers, but that does not automatically make 5-HTP the right choice for everyone. Good sleep still depends on basics like light, timing, stress load, caffeine habits, alcohol timing, and screening for issues such as sleep apnea. In this guide, we will break down what the research says in plain English, where 5-HTP may fit in a broader wind-down plan, who should be careful, and when it makes more sense to talk with a qualified healthcare professional before trying any supplement. If you want a product-specific example, Holitro's 5-HTP supplement sits in that support the routine, do not replace the routine category. What is 5-HTP, and why do people connect it with sleep? 5-HTP is a naturally occurring compound that can be formed from the amino acid tryptophan. In the body, 5-HTP can then be converted into serotonin. That biochemical path is one reason 5-HTP shows up in conversations about mood, appetite, and sleep. However, it is important to keep the science in proportion. Connected to a sleep pathway is not the same as proven to fix sleep problems. Sleep is influenced by many systems at once: circadian rhythm, stress reactivity, medications, pain, alcohol, nighttime light exposure, and breathing problems during sleep can all matter. A supplement can sometimes support one part of that picture, but it usually cannot override the whole picture. This is also where 5-HTP and melatonin often get mixed up. Melatonin is a hormone involved in sleep timing. It is usually discussed in relation to circadian rhythm issues such as jet lag or a shifted sleep schedule. 5-HTP is different. It is a precursor in a broader pathway. That does not make it better or worse by default. It just means it should be understood as a different tool with different questions around it. What does the research say about 5-HTP for sleep quality? The evidence is interesting, but still limited. The most useful human data for a general audience article comes from a 2024 randomized controlled trial in older adults published in Clinical Nutrition. That study reported that 5-HTP supplementation improved certain components of sleep quality, with the clearest benefits seen in participants who already had poor sleep. That is promising, but it is not the same as saying 5-HTP works broadly for every age group or every kind of sleep complaint. There are also older and more specialized studies that suggest 5-HTP may affect aspects of sleep architecture or sleep stability in some settings. Still, the overall literature is not large, and the studies do not support a sweeping claim that 5-HTP is a first-line answer for chronic insomnia. In fact, authoritative health sources remain cautious about sleep supplements in general. The National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health notes that evidence for many complementary sleep approaches is either inconsistent or too limited to draw strong conclusions. That matters because sleep content online often jumps too quickly from early research exists to you should definitely take this. A better reading is more modest. 5-HTP may be worth discussing as one option inside a broader sleep support plan, especially if your issue seems related to difficulty winding down, but it should not be framed as a guaranteed sleep fix. What the current evidence can reasonably support? Based on available human evidence, a careful general takeaway would look like this. 5-HTP may help some adults with some aspects of sleep quality. The signal appears stronger in people who already have poorer sleep rather than in people who sleep well. The evidence base is still too small to present 5-HTP as a proven treatment for insomnia. Response is likely to depend on the reason sleep is poor in the first place. That final point is the most practical one. If your main problem is late caffeine, bright screens at midnight, heavy evening alcohol use, or an irregular sleep schedule, a supplement may do less than changing the behavior that is keeping your brain alert. If your main problem is loud snoring, gasping, or waking up unrefreshed every morning, the issue may be sleep-disordered breathing rather than a lack of a bedtime supplement. When 5-HTP may fit into a realistic nighttime routine, the best use case for 5-HTP is not take this and ignore everything else. A more grounded use case is you already know your sleep basics matter, you are working on them, and you want to explore whether one carefully chosen supplement supports the wind down process. That approach fits well with Holitro's broader sleep education content. If your evenings feel rushed or overstimulated, start with a repeatable pre-bed structure, such as the one outlined in Holitro's Nighttime Routine for Better Sleep Quality Guide. A supplement makes more sense after that foundation exists, not before. Signs the bigger issue. Maybe tired but wired. Evenings. Some people do not need a dramatic intervention. They need less stimulation close to bed. If you regularly feel sleepy in your body but mentally activated at night, the problem may be the transition itself. Common drivers include late scrolling or work that keeps your attention activated, stress that carries into bed, inconsistent timing from one night to the next, late caffeine or alcohol that changes how the second half of the night feels, trying several new sleep products at once and not knowing what is doing what. In that kind of situation, 5-HTP may appeal because it is usually discussed as a calm evening support option rather than as a hard sedative. That can be reasonable, but it still deserves the same careful questions you would ask about any supplement. What is the goal? What else are you taking? And what signals will you track? How to keep the routine simple. If you decide that 5-HTP is worth exploring with professional guidance when needed, keep the rest of your routine plain. Do not stack 5 new bedtime products in the same week. Do not change caffeine timing, add melatonin, and start a new herb all at once. Instead, keep your sleep and wake times as steady as possible. Dim lights 30 to 60 minutes before bed. Use one calming cue such as reading, stretching, or slow breathing. Track how long it takes to settle, how often you wake, and how you feel in the morning. If you want to browse products that fit that calmer evening lane, Holitro's Sleep and Calm category is the most relevant internal starting point. Hashtag 5-HTP is not the same as melatonin, and that difference matters. Many people treat sleep supplements like they all answer the same question. They do not. Melatonin is more closely tied to circadian timing, which is why authoritative sources often discuss it in relation to jet lag, shift work, or sleep onset timing. NCCIH also notes that melatonin is not recommended by some clinical practice guidelines for chronic insomnia, even though it may help with specific timing-related problems. 5-HTP, by contrast, is usually discussed in relation to serotonin-related pathways and calm evening support. That does not mean it is more effective. It means it is aimed at a different kind of "why am I not sleeping well?" question. If your problem is that your schedule drifted later and later, or you are trying to recover from travel or shift work, a conversation about circadian rhythm support may make more sense than a conversation about 5-HTP. If your problem is that stress, mental replay, and an uneven wind down are driving a restless bedtime, 5-HTP may sound more relevant. Either way, neither supplement should be treated like a universal nightly insurance policy. Who should be careful with 5-HTP? This is the section many supplement articles bury, but it is the section that matters most. Because 5-HTP is linked to serotonin pathways, it is not something everyone should add casually. Speak with a qualified healthcare professional before using 5-HTP. If you take antidepressants or other medications that affect serotonin, use migraine medicines, cough medicines, pain medicines, or other products that may interact with serotonin pathways, are pregnant or breastfeeding, are choosing products for a child or teenager, have bipolar disorder, another mental health condition, or a complex medication list, have persistent insomnia, severe anxiety, or symptoms that deserve diagnosis rather than self-experimentation. Nausea and digestive discomfort can also happen, and some people find that timing affects tolerance. Holitro's own 5-HTP product page includes standard label cautions for pregnancy, nursing, children, and existing medical conditions, which is appropriate and worth taking seriously. The biggest practical rule is simple. If your sleep problem is chronic, complicated, or tied to medications, do not rely on blog advice alone. Use the blog as education, not diagnosis. When waking at night, may point to something other than needing a supplement. Not every bad night is a supplement problem. Sometimes it is a screening problem. If you snore loudly, gasp, choke in sleep, wake with headaches, or feel exhausted despite spending enough time in bed, it is smart to consider sleep apnea awareness part of your routine. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine's public education materials note that obstructive sleep apnea can show up with snoring, gasping, unrefreshing sleep, and strong daytime sleepiness. A calming bedtime routine can still help, but it does not fix a breathing disorder. This is also why I keep waking up at night should not automatically turn into I need a stronger sleep supplement. Waking can be tied to alcohol, reflux, pain, bathroom trips, breathing issues, stress, a bedroom environment problem, or simply an inconsistent schedule. Holitro's article on why you keep waking up during the night is a useful internal follow-up for sorting through those possibilities. How to think about a supplement angle without overpromising. A good supplement article for a wellness e-commerce store should help people shop more intelligently, not more impulsively. That means staying away from claims that a product will cure insomnia, treat anxiety, or solve a medical sleep disorder. A more responsible framing is this. If your goal is a calmer evening routine and you have already started working on timing, light, and stimulation, a product such as Holitro's 5-HTP supplement may be one option to discuss with a healthcare professional, especially if you prefer a support-oriented supplement rather than a heavy, knock-you-out angle. That framing also keeps room for other related education. For example, some readers may realize that their real issue is stress support more broadly, in which case Holitro's Guide to Adaptogens and Nootropics may be a better next read than another sleep-specific article. The point is matching the tool to the pattern instead of forcing one ingredient into every situation. Hashed, a practical checklist if you are considering 5-HTP for sleep quality. Before trying anything new, run through this short checklist. Is the main problem timing, stress, caffeine, alcohol, or breathing symptoms? Am I trying to fix chronic insomnia without getting proper evaluation? Am I already taking medications that could interact with serotonin-related products? Have I changed too many variables at once to know what is helping? Do I have a basic wind-down routine in place already? If the answer to the last question is no, start there first. The basics are not boring because they are weak. They are powerful because they are repeatable. Key takeaways. 5-HTP for sleep quality is a reasonable topic, but the evidence is still limited and should be framed cautiously. A 2024 randomized controlled trial in older adults suggests some sleep quality benefit, especially in poorer sleepers, but that does not make 5-HTP a universal solution. 5-HTP is not the same as melatonin. Melatonin is more about timing and circadian rhythm questions. Supplements work best as support for a routine, not as a replacement for sleep hygiene, stress management, or medical screening. People taking medications, pregnant or breastfeeding adults, children, and anyone with persistent insomnia or sleep apnea symptoms should get individualized guidance first. FAQ, 5-HTP for sleep quality. Can 5-HTP help you fall asleep faster? It may help some people, but the evidence is not strong enough to promise that result. Some studies suggest improvement in certain sleep measures, but 5-HTP should not be presented as a guaranteed fix for sleep onset problems. Is 5-HTP the same as melatonin? No. Melatonin is a hormone involved in sleep timing. 5-HTP is a precursor in a serotonin-related pathway. They are discussed for different reasons and should not be treated as interchangeable. Should you take 5-HTP if you wake up in the middle of the night? Not automatically. Waking during the night can be caused by stress, alcohol, caffeine, reflux, pain, breathing issues, or an inconsistent schedule. It is better to identify the pattern first than to assume a supplement is the answer. Can you use 5-HTP if you have insomnia? If insomnia is persistent, get proper evaluation rather than relying only on supplements. Behavioral sleep care and medical screening may matter more than a new product, and supplement choice should be individualized. Who should avoid self-starting 5-HTP? People who are pregnant or breastfeeding, children, people on medications that affect serotonin, and anyone with a complex health or mental health history should speak with a qualified healthcare professional before trying it.